Honeymoon by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Copyright 1993 by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. This recording of the full-length reading of Honeymoon was published by arrangement with the author and the Axelrod Agency and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book was read by Anna Fields. In Memory of My Father. A great roller coaster makes you find God when you ride it. Anonymous. The Lift Hill, 1980-1982. Chapter 1. All that spring, Honey prayed to Walt Disney. From her bedroom, in the rear of the rusty old trailer that sat in a clump of pines behind the third heel of the Black Thunder roller coaster, she prayed to God and Walt, and sometimes even Jesus, in hopes that one of those powerful heavenly figures would help her out. With her arms resting on the bent track that held the room's only window, she gazed out through the sagging screen at the patch of night sky just visible over the tops of the pines.
"Mr. Disney, it's Honey again. I know that the Silver Lake Amusement Park doesn't look like much right now, with the water level down so far you can see all the stumps, and with the Bobby Lee sitting on the bottom of the lake right at the end of the dock. Maybe we haven't had more than 100 people through the park in the last week, but that doesn't mean things have to stay this way."
Ever since the Paxawatchee County Democrat had printed the rumor that the Walt Disney people were thinking about buying the Silver Lake Amusement Park as a location for the South Carolina version of Disney World,